Hello, this is The Way Phase 4, and I'm your host, Steve Lascalzo. I started broadcasting in radio and TV almost 25 years ago now, and have been writing my whole life. This podcast is dedicated to my fandom of everything going on with Marvel on Disney+. Today's discussion is our first about the next show to debut in Marvel Studios Phase 4, and that is The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. No shows have aired yet. We've got a week to go as of the recording of this podcast, but there's always a chance that some insight might be spot on, and we do discuss what we've seen in trailers of the show, so you have been warned. This is the first show after WandaVision to continue the Marvel Entertainment Multiverse established earlier this year with WandaVision, a show just wrapping up last Friday. You want to be part of the podcast and have your voice heard? Well, first, you got to write something down interesting and then send it to us at our email address. This is thewayphase4@gmail.com, at thewayphase4, or facebook.com/thewayphase4.
So, who would like to start?
They might be a part of the Big Three.
What Big Three?
Androids, aliens, and wizards.
That's not a thing.
That's definitely a thing.
No, it's not.
We haven't got any feedback yet, but we're still holding out hope, so please join us because it makes it more exciting.
15 seconds to drop!
So, what can we expect in this new show? If you haven't seen or heard anything about this show, it features two characters prominent in the Captain America movie series. So, if you've seen Captain America Winter Soldier, you met them already.
I got a vibranium arm, and I can fly.
The Falcon refers to ex-Air Force Airman Sam Wilson, a guy who trained for pararescue missions with a winged harness that was later improved by the Avengers for him. He met Steve Rogers, aka Captain America, on runs when Steve Rogers was convalescing in Washington after being thawed out of the ice from which he crash-landed in at the end of the Captain America movie, and they became friends. Eventually, Captain trusted him with the shield when he out-aged it. The Winter Soldier was, like Captain America, also put on ice, although his background had much more to do with Steve Rogers. James Buchanan Bucky Barnes was the childhood best friend of Rogers from New Jersey. But before Captain America underwent his transformation with the super serum, Barnes was already in the army, and while on a mission with Cap that we saw in Captain America the First Avenger, he fell from a train in the mountains. We thought died, but he survived and was taken captive by Hydra. Then he was experimented upon, given a lethal prosthetic metal arm, which was later made of vibranium in Wakanda, and he was also brainwashed to become a deadly assassin, unfrozen throughout the eras whenever there was a needed assassination that was scheduled by Hydra. After Sam and Steve subdued him, he was convinced to go back into cryo-freeze until the Black Panther's sister Shuri could deprogram him. So why this show?
All right, here we go.
That's what the show's going to tell us. It appears to have something to do with a villain from Captain America Civil War that has some unfinished business. So both men were victims of the first Thanos snap. So for 5 years, they were nothing but dust until Bruce Banner's Professor Hulk brought them back with a snap. And this show takes place after Endgame, but whether or not WandaVision comes before or after this in the timeline, we'll just have to see. It seems that WandaVision took place just mere weeks after the snap, the second one. So it's likely that this takes place after our last episode of WandaVision, but again, we will have to see. It's being billed as sort of a buddy cop show by the cast, specifically by Winter Soldier Sebastian Stan.
It's a throwback to all those buddy comedy action movies. You just don't know if they're going to kill each other or not.
Since they seem to tolerate each other pretty well in Cap's presence at the end of Endgame, I can only assume that while Sam is having trouble feeling worthy of the Captain America title being given to him, Bucky might also feel that no one should hold that title, and that his friend Steve Rogers should remain irreplaceable, but that's just speculation.
I like it.
Part of the fun with WandaVision was figuring out what was going on in the show, like which characters were which, how is this going to tie into the Marvel Entertainment Universe. Now, while this may be buddy cop kind of stuff, it only appears to be a 6-episode run, only 6 shows. So likely all 6 will revolve around one story, but it's, you know, there's a chance that there could be one-offs or something like that. It would also appear, though, from the trailers that the arc of the main story is going to concern Baron Zemo, a villain from the comics, the one we mentioned earlier, that sort of appeared in Captain America Civil War as Helmut Zemo, a man devastated by the loss of his family, who sought to rid the world of superheroes because of it. Now, he didn't get very far by the end of that movie, but he seems to be aspiring to that goal again, this time by inspiring people to fight with him, since there seem to be some other kinds of goons that are not him fighting Captain, well, the Falcon and the Winter Soldier, or maybe New Cap, as we might have to call him, or something like that. Now, he was a one-man show the first time around, but now it seems like he's got some, either specifically people who are working with him, or people that, again, he inspired to fight. We're definitely going to see Sharon Carter, though. She was a relative of Agent Carter, I think the niece of Peggy Carter from the first Avengers. We've seen her in action in one of the trailers, so we know she's there. We may also see some other characters that stuck around from Winter Soldier or Civil War, or maybe some of the other Marvel movies that are going to make cameos. But with only 6 episodes, there's not much time for us to get to know and love new characters. So it does make sense for us to have a few established names thrown in. Maybe a character that is grounded in humanity, but a superhero based on his virtue and tech help. And the one that comes to mind is Rhodey, you know, aka War Machine. He was just a regular guy, a regular human being, no superpowers innately, or, you know, through some sort of accident or given to him by super serum. He was just a human being, but he had the suit. And because of the suit, he was able to be more than just a human. He was able to be a superhero.
Ready, and...
Wait for it.
Well, what do you think? Email us at thisisthewayphase4@gmail.com or interact on Twitter at thewayphase4 and on Facebook. Now, once the first show has aired, we'll be back to podcasting, but this has been This Is The Way Phase 4's preview of The Falcon and the Winter Soldier coming on March 19th. I'm Steve Lascalzo. Until next time, friends.